Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, 6:30 a.m. Okay, so I've been up for a while. I haven't been painting. I was going to paint on Sunday. All morning long, we had gone to Palm Sunday Vigil Mass on Saturday, so I was clear to just go ahead and get up early and paint and everything. But as it turns out, on Saturday evening after I ate my dinner, I started getting some abdominal pain, which increased throughout the evening to the point where about a quarter to midnight I said, boy, I've got to go to the hospital. It was excruciating pain. And I really didn't want to have my wife drive me to the emergency room because she doesn't really... She's not really familiar with the car, the Prius, that much. She can drive in the daylight. I really don't trust her to drive in the evening. Plus, she was really distraught about me having to go to the hospital. So I called my sister. And, yeah, she doesn't like driving in the dark either. But anyway, so she came by and she picked me up and we headed down the road. We made a turn down at the end of my street onto Fair Oaks Boulevard, went left north towards Roseville Hospital. Then she took another right onto Sunset to get onto Sunrise. But as she turned left on Sunset, I really started to feel like I was going to throw up. And I told her just to pull over. And so she pulled over just in time for me to get out of the car and throw up all over somebody's driveway, at the beginning of somebody's driveway, several times. And anyway, so I got to the hospital, and of course they don't allow anybody in there but the person that's being admitted in the emergency room. So my sister had to sit out and wait. And but they took me in, and they said it was going to be a while. So I told my sister, just go home, and I'll keep you informed. So the doctor looked at me, and they were going to do an ultrasound and see what that showed, and they gave me some pain medication. Well, she asked, would you like pain medication? I said, please, because I was just dying from pain. And it was my abdomen on the upper right-hand side that was causing me all this discomfort. And anyway, so they did the ultrasound, and it was conclusive that, because they suspected the gallstones. And they said that my gallbladder was distended but not inflamed, whatever that means. So they were going to do, they're going to try and see if I, because the pain had subsided, and I think it was mostly from the morphine they were giving me. The pain had subsided, so they, around 5 o'clock in the morning, they said, okay, let's give you some graham crackers and water, and we'll see how how you react. So I ate that and drank that, and the pain started to come back. So they went ahead and scheduled me for this, imaging where they inject me with radioactive material in my bloodstream, and it goes to the liver, then gets distributed to other parts of the intestine, I guess, or areas, and they... So they said that if I had like morphine will do will not give them an image of the intestine, but give me an image of the gallbladder. Okay, so they wanted to wait at least 4 hours after that before they took me to that imaging, and so this was already going to be well into the morning. So that would have been like around 10 o'clock, I guess, or something like that, where I would be scheduled to get the imaging started. So, after the pain came back, they gave me some more morphine just to get that pain to go away. And this was not how I was expecting my Sunday to go. So I already wrote that off. Anyway, so as it turns out, after the imaging and everything was non-conclusive. They couldn't find any stones on any images or anything like that. But the gallbladder was definitely suspected, and and the pain had gone away completely. So they said, okay, this is ready toward the end of the day, around 5 o'clock or so. They said, well, let's give you some food and see if how you react before we send you home. So they gave me some food, and hey, I was okay, you know, and which was I was happy to hear, but unhappy to find out exactly what was causing it. Anyway, so I gave my sister a call, and she came pick me up. And my sister is a surgeon, was a surgeon. She's retired now, but her specialty was ear, nose, and throat. But before that, she did several years as a general surgeon, and she had done a lot of gallbladder surgeries, and you know, dealt with the symptoms and everything like that. And she said that she started getting those symptoms for gallbladder and things, and she suspected that, and so she went to do all the imaging stuff too, and they couldn't find any stones at all, you know, and have after any type of imaging or whatever they were doing. And so what, but she said that one weekend she had a real bad bout of it. There was a 3-day weekend, Friday through Monday. She had and I guess it wasn't as bad as my pain, but maybe it was. Because because I wouldn't have lasted 3 days with that pain. I would have done something. I would have gone to the hospital for sure. And hey, give me some drugs so that it stops hurting at least, if you're not going to cut me open. But anyway, she said that so she waited 3 days and went in and told the other surgeon that she was working with, saying, "Hey, I'm pretty sure it's my gallbladder. I need you to take it out." And he was skeptical about it, but they went through the surgery anyway, and they found a big giant stone, not giant, but a pretty good sized stone. And the way she was saying was must have been at least an inch and a quarter, something like that, big. So that pretty much says that, yeah, the imaging stuff is okay, but it's not foolproof, you know. So she's pretty sure that that's what I've got. I've got some kind of gallbladder stone or something that they can't find. And I guess it doesn't take much to block the gallbladder duct going into the intestine. And so now whenever I eat anything, I kind of like, and if I eat and nothing happens, I feel like I dodged a bullet. So they called me the very next day on Monday. That was yesterday. The general surgeon did to book a consult appointment on the phone. And I'm willing to go a second time around with this. Let's hold off, you know, and because it may not be, you know, it could be something different, but it looks like everything is pointing towards that. But so I'm going to hold off and tell the surgeon that yeah, if it's the gallbladder, then yeah, I'll have it taken out. But let's wait. Let's wait for another second round of this, and if it happens again, then I'll definitely have it done. It turns out that so my sister had hers out, and my older sister, who's now deceased, had it out. My mother, who's now deceased, had hers out, and my daughter, who's much younger than I am, had hers out, and I guess a couple of my other cousins had theirs out too. So I guess it pretty much runs in the family. Why should I be any different? So let's see. So yeah, so I haven't painted. Last Friday was the deadline to get into the membership show at the Blue Line Arts Gallery, and I made the deadline. But the painting I submitted was done back in 2016. It's called House on Fire, and it's one of those things that kind of like. You know, that was when Trump and Hillary were running for president, and nobody knew what was going on. Everybody was basically saying America's going to hell in a handbasket, whichever side you're on. And so that was a painting I decided to enter. So we'll see how it goes. This is a small one. I could deal with the what you might call it. Framing a lot easier because I really don't have much time to do stuff right now. I've got my garden going in, I got a bunch of spring stuff I need to do out in the yard. So, what else today? Oh, so last Thursday and Friday was kind of a heat wave. We were up in the 90s, lower 90s. And Friday was actually record heat, 93 or 92 or something like that for that day. And now we're back into the 60s, mid to lower 60s, I think. And we had rains yesterday in the morning. And so it's supposed to be raining on Thursday again, which is my bocce ball day. So I might be out there throwing that bocce ball in the rain. Who knows? Let's see. So I wanted to touch base on that. It's always something going on. And yeah, my table looks like a mess. I got to clean that off because I'm going to be working on my frame. So that's going to get cleaned off again. It always seems like it gets cleaned off when I got to work in a frame. So there's some things I got to throw away. Oh yeah, so we had this cordless headset. We have cordless phones for the house, and we had this one headset that my wife likes to use and wear when she's doing her stuff, talking to her sister-in-law back in Florida, and they kind of went bad. It wore out basically, and the part that wore out was the contacts on the phone itself, the little headset phone that touched the charger. So the battery was still really good. And the phone was still working, but the charging part was no longer any good. So I had to buy a new one, and I couldn't find if it was really compatible, but should have been compatible because it was the same series. So I bought it yesterday. I was able to try to put it on the or sync it up with the base unit, and so but I didn't have the instructions for original instructions for the base unit. I knew there was somewhere in the house because the wife doesn't throw anything away. So I had so I was playing with it, and I was able to deregister or decouple or desync up all the phones, including the old headset that we were going to throw away. But then I was having trouble syncing up or registering the other units back to the base unit. But luckily, the wife found the original book, which she had put some way somewhere, I don't know where. But and I found the one obscure page that showed me how to actually sync up the wireless phones with the base unit, including the new headset. But before I did that, I looked online, and oh yeah, the headset said it's not the online. It said it was not compatible with the base unit that I had. But actually, it was. It actually did sync up, and I figured it would because it was the same series. It was a they called the DECT with DECT 6.0, which is all the what was which they're all kind of. Under the same roof on that, and it did sync up, so I have no problem with that. So we're back to normal on our phone situation. Let's see. Oh yeah, and so the dog. I don't know. Did I mention the dog at all? Yeah, he's been throwing up and everything, and he just loves this new food that we got from the vet. And we ran out of the food yesterday, so we're gonna try to put him on regular food again today. And the vet said, yeah, he's got the yeast problem came back. So we're back on the medicated shampoo, and I guess we're going to stay on that from now on because they said, yeah, once you get off the medicated shampoo, the yeast comes back. It always does. So I said, okay. So that's, and I like his fur is actually a lot better with this type of shampoo anyway. So it definitely is something he needs. What else? Let's see. I think I'm pretty much caught up. I do have a lot of things to do out in the yard today, so that would be my project. On the front yard too. I got some weeding to do out in the front yard. Let's see. That's pretty much it. Just want to catch up. There's a reason why I'm not painting. I'm definitely a Sunday painter, but I did not get to paint this last Sunday because of health reasons. There's always something getting in the way. So, everybody have a good one. Hope your life's going pretty good for you. See ya.